We went to Eagle's Nest.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I had a Bud Light.
Oh, no.
Angela's family was in town.
Okay. Is that when she rode the mechanical bull?
That is when she rode the mechanical
bull. You should watch me ride a mechanical bull.
I'd love to.
It is a sight to behold.
Nothing would make me happier.
I tell you, I don't know how it happens, but I start on top of the bull, and then the bull ends up on top of me. Like, that's usually what happens.
What?
Yeah, it's weird.
How does that work?
It's like the Discovery Channel. Animal Planet. Hey, everybody. I'm Chris.
I'm Steven.
We like board games.
And beer.
We decided to pair them. We think you should, too. Welcome to
Table Hops.
You had to get your apartment or bombed.
Yeah, we
pest control.
We had an issue with one of the other apartments, mm-hmm. and so they've been in and out of our apartment all week. And
all week.
So we basically had to pack up our house.
That sucks.
And then unpack it.
Yep. At least there's no bugs in our microphones.
That's none right. That. Yep. That's right. Well, as far as we know.
As far as we know.
Yeah. I've been playing a lot of the Nintendo Switch lately.
Yeah. Mario Kart exclusively?
No, I've actually been playing a lot of Carcassonne.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I like it digitally.
Yeah. It's a lot different, like, because, like, I'll play it during, like, lunch at work.
Okay.
Oh,
that's right. I keep forgetting you can, like, take the shit with you.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's a pick up and go,
mm-hmm.
you know? I enjoy it. I do think that board games fit well on it because on a, like, trying to make it fit on a phone sometimes is rough because your screens are a little bit smaller.
Right.
You know?
But it's not as big as, like, an iPad.
No. No, no.
Is it, like, a 7-inch screen, something like that?
I don't know. Something like that, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe not even 7 inches. It might be closer to, like, 6.
Mm, that's what I usually tell
them.
Back to this.
it's probably... It's about as big as, like, a phablet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Phablet. Phablet.
But, you know, there's a whole bunch of games coming out, like, board game
okay.
digitally to the Switch.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, Raiders of the North Sea is coming out this year.
So that's not only Steam, it's also on this Nintendo Switch.
Mm-hmm.
They're not related, though, Steam and Switch.
No. Okay. From a development standpoint, it's pretty easy to port it.
Okay, but, gotcha. But you couldn't, like, buy it on Steam and play it on your Switch.
No, okay. It doesn't work like that.
You'd have to buy it from the Nintendo Store.
Yeah,
Nintendo exactly. Store!
So, yeah, I think it's a great platform for digital games. Again, I'm not the biggest fan of, like, touch controls because I got big hands, you know?
So, I got big meat mittens, and it's hard for me to play my board games.
So, when I use my finger, right, on the screen,
yep.
It covers up stuff.
Try using your toes. It tends to help.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'll try using my big toe exclusively.
I come back, your Switch is, like, cracked in half.
Have you played any digital games in your life?
Oh, I've only played... I mean, I played Carcassonne, like we mentioned. I played Scythe digitally.
Yeah.
I played Onitama and...
I forget that has a digital mm-hmm. component to it.
And then...
that, like, preview the moves
yes.
for you?
Yeah, which makes life way easier.
Yeah, so you don't have to actually think. It's
right.
like...
Well, I feel like Onitama, I've only played it digitally. I feel if I played it for real, I would cheat every move just because my spatial awareness is very low.
Right, right. You'd be like, oh, I can do this. And yeah. It's like,
No, you can't. So yeah, it makes it a lot easier. Played Sorrow digitally. Played Lords of Waterdeep digitally. Yep.
That's a game. So that's a little bit, not on the heavier side, but like it's heavier than like Carcassonne.
Yes.
Right.
I don't think it's great on the phone.
No.
Nope.
It's not
too,
at all.
It's too teeny weeny string
yeah.
bikini.
I think that is a game that could utilize a larger screen.
Yeah. Right? On an iPad, it would be fine.
Yeah. Probably.
Yeah, I could do that.
Probably.
But I prefer touchscreen controls.
Yeah.
To stuff.
Now, this is interesting because you are very adamant against single player board games.
I'm like, not a, like, I just don't like them.
Right. No.
I don't think there should be a movement to preventing people from playing board games alone. But I would play, my main thing is, I'm already trying to figure shit out for myself. I also don't want to put brain power towards running the bad guys.
Right.
So, digitally, I would be more open to playing a board game single player. Like, I'd play Scythe on the computer.
Sure.
But I don't like the Automa stuff. I'm not into that.
Okay.
I did it once and it, like, I'm like, no. No.
I gotcha. You don't like playing against the board, but when you're playing against a computer, it feels different?
Yeah, because like I said, I don't want to do any calculations for the enemy.
I gotcha.
Because I'll just be like, I mean, you lost.
That's cheating.
Yeah, straight cheating. Absolutely.
Where's the fun in that?
Where's the, I didn't have any fun playing. I'm like, eh. The only one I could kind of do was Descent.
Okay.
Their app one is fine. I like doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
I kind of wish they would just skip me having to roll for the bad guys and just make a result on the screen.
Oh,
you know
I
what I mean?
You.
Like,
yeah.
It just instant, like, oh, they rolled a 5 or three shields.
Yeah.
I don't want to have to, like, here's me, here's my pretend friend.
Why don't you roll them all at the same time?
I could. No, I did do that. Even then, I'm just like,
I gotcha.
It's just not my thing.
Yeah.
It's not my thing.
I actually prefer physically playing single player games than to play them on, like, digitally.
Oh.
Unless I'm, like, on the go.
Okay.
Like, that's the only time I prefer them digitally.
But, I see.
Or if it's, like, a game I don't own, right? So, like, Scythe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't own that, but I play it enough where, like, I play it digitally because I want to get better at it, or I want to get, you know, test out different strategies, stuff
right.
like that.
Right.
Yeah.
I find on the digital version of Scythe, I mean, I guess I could slow it down, but it's hard for me to keep track of what my opponent's been doing.
Oh, I gotcha.
Yeah. I'd rather do it from like a bird's eye view and see the map and see where people, like, because it keeps like the camera pans
yeah.
around.
So that you know what each person's doing.
Right. But I mean, like, I like seeing the whole picture at once. So I usually just zoom it out and.
I understand. Have you played it? You haven't played it like against people, right?
I did.
Oh, okay.
But I feel like.
Because I feel like when you play against people, like it's much slower.
Oh, yeah. Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. My issue with it is it's a decently long game. Like it's not crazy, but I mean like.
60 to 90 minutes.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there.
But I feel like people online have just been like, okay, I got to go. Bye. And like quit. And I'm like,
oh, really?
Oh, well, nah, I don't want to. Waste my time. Well, it happens to me, or I get disconnect or something like that. So,
oh, that sucks.
Yeah,
that sucks.
But it's what it is.
Yeah.
Have I played any games this week that were new? We played the Game of Thrones board game last week.
We did play the Game of Thrones board game.
I like that game a lot. It's just one of those games that to teach it, it's tedious. Like it's a
well, it looks a lot more menacing than it actually is.
True. It's a lot to keep track of. You know, like
sure.
Once you've played it once, you're like, okay, it's not actually that complicated. It just has a lot of parts that you have to remember.
Yeah.
And I tell you, man, those ports still fuck me up. Like, I get them, but then someone's like, why would I reuse the ports? I'm like, well, I usually don't. you know?
Just because they confuse you.
Yes.
Yeah. They're definitely, obviously, they're more defensive than offensive.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think the biggest problem with that game is that it took us forever to learn it.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
But once we read the rule book page by page,
it's one of those ones you got to do that.
Yeah.
Because there's little tiny, tiny nuances that you're like, oh, I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
You know, but, you know, it's a good game.
I've adopted this rule now where I won't play a new game until I've read the rule book 3 times.
Oh.
So like my like evening reading is rule books now.
Oh, it sounds very personal. Do the pages get stuck together?
I don't want to pull a Chris. And,
oh, here's a rule I forgot.
Yeah.
Which you have totally done. I'm not the only one to do it. I just do it a lot more.
Yeah. No, yeah. I know. But I don't want to do that anymore.
Right. I get it.
So.
You know, I have done that. I've read a rule book in bed, but I usually read like the flavor text, like the first 2 pages. And I'm like, okay, cool. I can't wait to play it.
Chris, how do you play this game? Oh, I don't know.
I don't know, but I can tell you what it's about.
I can tell you all the lore.
Yeah.
All the fan fiction that exists.
Uh-huh.
Don't ask me how to play the game. Don't ask me
to play the game.
Jeez. Mm. You know, we had that problem with, what game was that? You know, you and I used to have game days back mm-hmm. in the day.
Yep.
Where we would pick a game to learn.
Yes.
Right?
We need to do that again.
Yeah, and we would decide like, all right, neither of us know this game. Let's figure it out.
Right.
And so we had...
Biggest success was Doomtown, obviously.
Doomtown.
Oh,
we should get them to sponsor us.
Oh, goodness gracious. We got to have a Doomtown episode.
Doomtown Reloaded.
Yeah.
You know what you should do? You should enter the Doomtown Reloaded tournament at Gen Con.
But not know how to play?
Yeah, exactly. Just be like, hey, I played the tutorial twice. I am an expert at this.
I am what you would call...
I'm what you Doom would call
Town deputy.
What would a Doomtown deputy be called? Like what would the
pro? I mean, a Doomtown deputy seems like a noob.
Yeah,
Doomtown dustbuster, a Doomtown diddly squat. I don't know.
Well, know. it's like Billy the Kid, like,
yeah,
right?
Wyatt Earp. You are
Wyatt Earp of Doomtown.
Oh, I'm a Doomtown slinger.
That's the next expansion.
Yeah, the Bushwhacker.
Yeah, but I was very surprised. Like the following that game has. Like,
you know, it's just one. And remember, do you remember that time we were hanging out at O'Connor's and we were playing games and then you left and there was that one guy who was like talking to me about board games for a while?
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, you know what my favorite game is? Doomtown Reloaded. I'm like, oh, Steven, I got to call him.
Yeah, that was good.
Oh, man. That was good. You know what I'd like to play again? Battletech, because I haven't played it in years.
Yeah, Battletech is sweet, especially the like revamp.
Did they completely change the rules or?
They made it streamlined. Okay. It's much more streamlined now.
Okay.
You still have all of the, like, you know, the crazy, like, get through the armor and then you take this many points, sure. You know, but
the bubble sheet.
Yeah. The bubble sheet. But they made, first of all, the maps just look 1,000 times better.
Okay.
Like, you can very clearly tell, like, this is an upward terrain.
Okay. Right. Because before they were kind of loosey goosey.
Well, and historically when I played, it looked like a cartography map.
Yeah.
You know what
exactly
I mean?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. This is like, it's actually like colored and.
Oh, wait, mine was colored.
No. See, mine was just like a, like it looked like a, like an actual.
Like a black and white.
Yeah.
Oh, you must have. I still have at home the FASA 4th edition one.
Yeah.
And City Tech. And they both have full color. Well, no, I take that back. They have full color map on one side. I think the back is black and white.
Okay.
But the full color one doesn't have like. You just have to assume, like, this painting means that those are rocks going up.
Oh,
yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
There's no, like, markings on
it. Yeah, so they've combined those now.
Okay, good.
And so it now has, like, the terrain type, what the elevation is, and they're very clearly marked.
Okay.
And so each, like, different, not level, you know, like, say, for instance, it's broken down into, like, 100 feet, 200 feet, 300 feet.
Okay.
Each of those are a different color. So you can distinctly see where you're going.
That seems cool.
And like
cool.
The water is a certain color.
Yeah.
And like there's no more guessing like, oh, I'm on a water tile or I'm not on a water tile.
I see.
You know.
Okay. Still hexes, right? Still hexes.
Still hexes, yeah. You know, I've only played one game of it.
You know what would be kind of cool to do?
What?
If it's a game that we think we might get eventually, if we got the newer Battletech, play the old one and the new one and see like how they compare.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, because I still have all the old ones, and they're like ready to go.
But. Yeah, did you ever paint any of your mechs?
When I my City Tech copy has plastic mechs, but my Battle Tech one just has the cardboard.
Oh, the
standees.
Cardboard. Yeah,
yeah.
That is one thing they've done is like even the starter set comes with a couple plastic figures, and the rest are
the City
are cardboard.
Tech one comes with quite a few.
Yeah,
but I don't have like an Atlas or anything like that. But you know,
right? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what my favorite Lance would be, but I think I actually wasn't a I piloted an Atlas at Gen Con and I wasn't the biggest fan.
Well, it's a big behemoth of bullshit.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I always like the cicadas, the little teeny ones.
Are those the ones that look like chicken walkers?
They look kind of like cicadas. Like they're like little grasshopper even little guys.
Yeah.
And they're real quick.
Yep.
But an Atlas looks at it and they explode. So
yeah, exactly.
There is that.
So just a real quick recap of my Gen Con Battletech experience, right?
Okay.
So I was playing the Atlas, mm-hmm. right?
And you were dressed in a big cardboard Atlas costume, right?
Yeah, obviously. I was the only one.
Everyone else is dressed like Wild West gunslingers, and you realize you're in Doomtown.
So the guy who ran it wasn't that great.
Okay.
First of all.
Right.
He like showed up late. He was I don't have all my stuff. He just had like the starter rule book.
Okay.
You know? And I was like, oh God.
Was he like a volunteer? Like he just didn't.
Well, so the way it works, right, is like you say, hey, I'm going to do X amount of events. And based on how many player hours you have, you'll get like a badge or a hotel or whatever.
Oh, cool.
So you trade your event time for badge or yes. hotel access, right?
Right.
So this guy showed up, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. He throws down all these plastic minis, right?
Yeah.
And I'm playing with guys who've never played Battletech before. And I was like, oh, you guys go ahead and pick, right?
They don't know what to pick.
They have no idea what they're picking.
Right.
I assume they would pick the gigantic figurine.
Right. Nope.
No, they did not.
They left that to you.
Yeah. So I was like, well, screw it. I'm going to pick up the Atlas.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because in a free for all.
Yep.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
You know,
Actually, he does.
Free for all, one mech only.
But they'll eventually just team up on you.
Right, and that's what happened.
That's what happened, yeah.
Yeah.
Let's take out the big guy first.
Yeah, we had like 5 minutes left in the thing.
Oh.
And then they're all like...
We should just kill him.
Yeah, exactly. So they all started DFAing me.
Okay. What does DFA mean?
Death from above. So they all started jumping.
Oh, jumping. Yeah, jumping that's on right. Top that's me. Right. Fantastic.
And the guy was like, I don't know like how you roll for that. So I had to like Google it, look it up. And so, yeah. Anywho, it was a massive nightmare. But I'd be down to play it again.
That's the quote of the podcast. That's how we should start it, is just with that quote. It was a massive nightmare, but I'd be down to do it again.
Oh, goodness gracious.
You know what we should start? We should start Battletech LARPing. Only death from above each other.
So we need trampolines.
We do need trampolines. This sounds like our skit for Battletech.
Or is it just your natural jumping?
Oh, I can't death from above. I'd have to be like on a building. Or not a building.
Now, do you roll for damage against yourself or do you just take damage?
You roll for damage against yourself.
Well, I meant in real life.
Oh, in real life, I just die. It's a one and done stunt, Steve.
Flip a coin, see what happens.
Oh, goodness gracious. Oh, boy.
Rear armor depleted. That's what you need. You have to have the commentator.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that can be its own job.
That'd be cool. That'd be kind of cool. Anywho, it's beer wise. Oh, I had that O'Connor's Neutral Buoyancy. Their stout. It's the raspberry and currant stout.
Okay.
It's really good. It's cool. It's like what we were talking about where they have all these crazy over-the-top sweet stouts now. Mm-hmm. And it is a milk stout, a sweet milk stout, but the currant and the raspberry like really cuts it. And so it's real tasty without being overly sweet.
Huh.
It's really, really good.
Interesting.
Definitely check it out.
Is it? It's
distributed.
But isn't that a yearly thing?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I haven't. I think it's the first year they've done it. I've never seen it before.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Their big stouts are their Ebrix, obviously.
Right.
And their pecan porter.
Oh, and Otis.
And Otis. That's a year-round thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a flagship. But this one is really cool. It's pink can with a little astronaut on it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
It's good. Sweet.
Good game. Or good game to drink with your mouth.
I did have the apricot sour from Hardywood.
Okay.
It was super good. Yeah. It was not as sour as I was expecting it. Like it wasn't, I don't think it was as fermented as much as I thought it would be, but it was pretty tasty. And I think it's a sour that you would actually enjoy.
I've noticed.
It's not like, it's not like puckery.
Right.
You know,
I've noticed that all the sour and goza offerings that are coming out in breweries, I think it's because it's springtime, or like lighter and not quite as like punch in the face.
Yeah.
Tart.
Yeah.
But yeah, still not my favorite thing in the world, but I can appreciate them.
Yeah, I think there's a move happening where the sour is becoming like a wider word.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's not just like an actual sour ale.
Right.
Like people are attributing gozas to it, and people are attributing these like...
Well, I always consider gozas to be a sour.
I wonder what the technicality is on that, because I wouldn't. Like,
I think it's definitely in the sour category.
Okay. Well, I think gozas are just their own thing. Like, I wouldn't consider, like, it's not even a conversation of like, you know, every square is a rectangle and every rectangle is a square. Like it's like they're two very distinct styles.
I guess in our first episode, we definitely did say that square thing you just said, though, where all gozas are sour, but not all sours are gozas.
Yeah, but we didn't know what you're talking about. We admitted that.
Oh, I still agree with that. I think a goza is a sour. Well, now that we've cleared that up. Well, I want to know. I'm going to look it up.
Like a sour ale to me is something that you can keep. A goza, you can't.
Oh, I don't know.
You can't keep a goza for too terribly long. Like there's no aged gozas.
Mm-hmm.
But there are aged sours.
So here, maybe you're right. Here's what it says. Apparently are the sour beer styles, according to Wikipedia, is American Wild Ales, Berliner Weisses, Flanders Reds, Gozes, Lambics, and Old Bruins.
Okay.
So, yeah, it does. If Lambics count, I think Gozes definitely count.
Well, sure.
Yeah. So, yes, yeah, so those all count as sour ales.
We'll just cut out that entire thing then.
Yep. I'll just make it sound like I was right the whole time.
Yeah. Makes sense.
I had that Center of the Universe Irish Red. That was actually really good. I can see why it's an award winner. The Bold Irishman.
Mm-hmm.
It's very tasty. Foreign Extra Stout, always good, of course. Yeah, just a lot of St. Patrick's Day beers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Enjoying the season.
Tis the season.
As it were. Do you have an Easter beer?
I don't. Hmm. I never really thought of that. There has to be a few. I'm sure it would be like, you know, well, you know, there probably is some sort of bullshit Cadbury cream egg stout now or something like that, right?
Yeah.
Oh, if I said this already, I think, in the last podcast, but that Phantom of the Opera mm-hmm. is one of my new favorite beers. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. That is amazing.
Yeah.
Like, it's right up there with the Hop Nectar with me. It's is really good.
Good.
Yeah. I'm so glad they bottle it now.
Yeah.
And what a great name. What a great name.
Does the bottle art match it?
There's no... unfortunately, all of Three Notches beers don't have art. It's just... their cans just do.
Yeah.
The cans do, but the bottle I have is just their logo, yeah. And it's the coloring, yeah. I imagine if they have a can, it would look super sweet.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it in a can.
A hop wearing a mask?
Yeah. Today, we are playing Screw, Marry, Kill.
Oh, boy.
And in this game, I'm going to be first guessing what Steven's three things are for board games and beers, and then he'll do the same thing.
Okay.
So the way this works, Steven, is I'm going to choose what I think is a game that you would marry.
Okay.
A game that you would, you know, have as a, you know, little side piece.
Okay.
And then a game that you just absolutely hate.
Okay.
Here we go. So I think a game that you absolutely would marry would be Champions of Midgard.
I would disagree.
Fair enough. I think, but you don't get to, yeah. You got to hear all three.
Okay.
And then I think a game that you would screw would be Betrayal.
Okay.
And a game that you would kill would be Cards Against Humanity.
Okay.
Those are my three.
I'd give you a 2 out of 3.
Okay. You don't love Champions of Midgard.
I like it.
Okay.
If I'm picking one game to play for the rest of my life,
it's No. I don't think it's that. So with Screw, Marry, Kill, it's...
Well, that's what Mary is, right? Mary.
But you can marry a lot of things in this game. It's a very polyamorous game.
Okay.
You know, you ever play this with... No, you're not a girl like me. So they just say, like, a celebrity, and you have to be like, oh, yeah, I'd marry that one.
Okay.
But you can marry many.
So, okay. I gotcha. So, yes, Champions of Midgard would be one of my wives.
Okay. Yes, there you go. In the harem of board games. Yes.
Okay.
And then let's go with the beers now.
Okay.
Okay. A beer that you would marry would be... the Wake Me Up Before You Goza.
All right.
A beer that you would screw would be... How about a Stone Ripper? And then a beer that you would kill would be literally any mead. What do you think of those?
Is mead technically a beer?
Yes. It's in between beer and wine. We looked it up. It counts as both.
Okay. Yeah, that's valid.
Mm-hmm.
That's valid.
All right, now you got to do me. Let's see how well you know me.
Oh, well, this one's easy. You ready?
Yep.
Mary.
Yep.
Twilight Imperium. Hold on.
Okay.
Have intimate relationship with...
Mm-hmm. But no emotional commitment.
Yeah. Lords of Waterdeep.
Ooh.
Kill.
Mm-hmm.
Any Uwe Rosenberg game. Fishman.
Yep. I know who he is. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay. With Twilight Imperium, I feel like I would, but I don't know him well enough. It's like... I have met other board games, but this one is like royalty, and I'm like, oh, I could be kind of rich if I married this prince.
Oh, I gotcha.
But I don't know him well enough to know whether...
But you would totally do it.
Oh, probably. For the money, yes. But I think you are correct in that. I just have only played it once, and I loved it.
Yeah.
But I want to get to know him a little better. Anyway, I don't know why he's a him. And then Lords of Waterdeep, I almost feel like I'd marry that one.
Really?
But it doesn't have the depth to continuously do it like Twilight Imperium. So that's a good call. I would screw its brains out. How about that? And then, well, okay. Uwe. I think I agree with you, except for he has the most imaginative theme of any board game I've ever had. Who would have thought seducing old men with fish would be so much fun?
Yeah, I like pretty much any one of Uwe's games.
What are some of the other ones that I've probably played? Or at least
you
seen?
Probably haven't. Agricola?
No.
Caverna?
Nope. All these sounds like things you make tea out of.
They're all very like dry resource management games.
Yeah, it sounds like work.
It's everything that you hate.
Okay. Yeah.
There's like very limited player interaction.
Mm-hmm.
Not your thing at all.
Right. Okay. That's fair. That sounds right. All right. How about the beers? Beer me.
This is the tough one.
Really? Because I drink so much.
You drink a lot.
Yeah, you're right.
And your tastes don't change, but you're like the beer of the day changes.
Yep, that's true.
You know what I mean? All right, your beer.
Mm-hmm.
So I think for your beer, I'm going to have to go with style over specifics.
Okay.
That's only because you have like 1,000 beers in each category.
But remember, the Mary thing doesn't have to be the one and only.
Okay.
This is like a harem of like beers I would have an intimate relationship for a long period of time.
Okay. Mary.
Okay.
Viking's Blood.
Yep, that's fair. Mm-hmm.
Have a intimate relationship with.
Okay.
Multiverse Stout.
Oh, yeah, that was really good. It's one of my new favorites now. Good call.
Kill.
All right.
Petrus Red.
I did not like that. I did not like the Petrus. I've had beers that I hated more, but I would probably murder it in cold blood.
Yeah.
That sounds right.
Mainly because it looks like blood.
Yeah. And it's cold. We did it.
That was fun.
That was good.
That was
okay.
Fun. We should start doing that with all of our guests that come on.
Oh, yeah, we should. Because that's, yeah.
But make them do it. Obviously, we don't know.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. So we have our first brewery event coming up in April.
April
17th.
Sweet.
It's a Wednesday. We're going to be bringing some board games to teach and play to O'Connor's Brewing in Norfolk, Virginia from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m.
Yeah, it's going to be sweet. And come hang out and have some really good beer.
Mm-hmm. They'll probably have a food truck there, too. They usually have a good food truck on rotation. I don't know about on a Wednesday, but I would think so.
Yeah, they would.
Food trucks.
Yeah, yeah. But check out our Facebook and Instagram for more details as we get closer.
Right.
We'll be putting up a poll to figure out what you guys want to play. And
sure.
We'll be there hanging out and having some good old times.
Absolutely. Good beers, good games, great times.
Fantastic times.
Fantastic.
Maybe even the time of your life.
It could be. Yeah, and then you could sing that song as you leave. if you guys have ideas of games we should feature, just send us an email to tablehopspodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah, or choose a Facebook message or
anything.
Anything.
Really. Smoke signals, that'd be fine.
Some sort of way to get in contact with us.
Communicate with us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to find out where we live?
maybe not that. But yeah, I think it'll be a super fun event.
Yeah,
can't
it'll
wait
be awesome.
To see how it goes.
That'd be awesome. Be sure to come out, and we'll be in our Table Hop swag,
mm-hmm.
and come hang out for a bit.
And then coming up a little later after that, Steven's going to be hosting an event at Cape Fear Games on the Beach, right?
Yeah, the Board Games at the Beach convention, I guess, if you were. It's a 3-day, 3.5-day, really, gaming convention held in Wilmington, North Carolina. Weekend passes are only $40, by the way.
That's a good deal.
Yeah, and hotel rooms are $89 a night.
Hey, look at that.
So go check them out. I'll be there, and Angela, my wife, will be there helping me out. We're going to run a Red Dragon Inn event. Some promos given away and something special to the winner.
Oh, super fun.
So that'll be fun. We're still locking down exactly when that'll happen on the weekend.
Sure. It's a little early.
Yeah, but we'll be there all weekend gaming and hanging out. And it's Angel's birthday weekend.
Ooh,
so
yep.
Even better.
Yeah, wish her a happy birthday.
Yeah.
We also have merchandise on our website now. Isn't that right? Is that a lie? Do we not?
Yeah, so we've got shirts, hoodies, hats, mm-hmm. coffee mugs,
yeah,
possibly leggings coming in the future.
Ooh, leggings,
yeah.
Ooh.
Just for you.
What does it say on the thighs? Oh, Table and Hops.
Just table hops.
Does it say on the butt, dude? Can you get like meeples on the hopples on the butt?
I was gonna put table hops across the butt. That's and fair. Then get a meeple on each.
You're not gonna just put good times.
Buy our stuff, please. For the launch of our store, we're gonna be offering a 10% off sale.
Oh, what?
Everything's discounted 10%.
What kind of code do you have to enter to get it?
You don't have to enter any code.
Oh, it's just 10% right away?
Yep, for the month of April.
What?
Because it's my birthday.
Hey, happy birthday to us. Please buy all our stuff.
So yeah, come buy some stuff to tablehoutspodcast.com/store.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Table Hops Podcast. Be sure to visit us at tablehoutspodcast.com, leave us an iTunes review, or visit us on social media at Tablehouse Podcast.
Be sure to check out our videos on YouTube and email us your feedback and questions to tablehopspodcast@gmail.com.
And remember,
good beers,
good games,
great times!